Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
Welcome to Beyond the Press Release, a production of Goracom, in which we take the time to speak with small cap executives after they put out huge news. Guys, if you love small cap companies that are making not only record revenues, but are talking about smashing those record revenues again in 2023, then you're going to love this interview with Jason Williams. He's a CEO at Kiddos, the company that owns the biggest mobile advertising platform for kids and families with almost 4,000 apps around the world, using Kiddos to reach over 300 million kids and now moving into pretty strongly teens and families. We'll talk about that. Some of the top brands they work with: Disney, McDonald's, Hasbro, Lego, a trusted partner of Apple and Google. 2017 revenues, $1.9 million. 2022 revenues, $15 million, which are up 21%. And now Q2, record revenue continues with $2.8 million in revenue. Jason, it's nothing but record revenues. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks very much, George. Great to see you.
Hey, $2.8 million in revenue, but here's what I saw that really stood out for me. Year-over-year growth, same Q last year, was 12%, but sequential Q1 versus Q2 now, right? 68% growth. And you had talked about Q1 was slow for everybody. Does this mean macro is back, or you guys just figured it out and really turning on the jets?
I think that Kiddos found its place again here in Q2. And, you know, I said that last time we chatted that I felt like things were getting back on track. And I think there's still uncertainty in the wider market, but our position is strong. People are using our technology and our offering because it's strong. And so I feel, you know, pat on the back, but there's a bit of outperforming going on here over the market.
Yeah, you're bucking the trend. I mean, that's unbelievable. And something you said that I'm only going to tease because I want to talk about the end. Management believes that records set in 2022 are going to fall. So on top of the top line number, on top of the growth, records are going to fall. But we'll get to that. Okay. Take a deeper look inside the numbers. The programmatic side is up huge, right? 720% plus year over year. But some can say maybe there's a lower number to start from last year. Right. But sequentially, 274%.
Yeah.
That's huge. Why is programmatic running, and why is that so important to you?
Well, there's a few different things at play here. We have been investing in building our programmatic capabilities. And so we've got a great technical team that has put that into place. And programmatic advertising is great when it works, but it's error prone. And so if you've got a system that's working that agencies can come to and run on, and it executes for them in the way that they want, then they rebook. And so they're seeing that performance, they're seeing that ease of working because the technology is strong. And we've actually brought some great people on as well who've been running and executing these campaigns. It's very complicated. And so now we're a trusted provider. And those numbers, we certainly hope will continue to scale. You know, maybe not quite that multi-hundred percent quarter over quarter.
Yeah, law of big numbers that you can't do that all the time.
But it's definitely got a long way to go, and the number of requests we're getting is very high on a weekly basis.
So top line is strong, growth is strong, some of the internal numbers are strong, programmatic, and the one I like a lot as a shareholder is investments we've made have significantly improved operating margins to 44% in Q2 versus 39% in the same quarter last year. That's 5% jump from 39 to 44, but that's an even bigger number if you calculate the actual, you know, the actual growth rate. That's huge.
What do you
attribute that to?
Well, there are a lot of visibility on data is one aspect. Smarter operations is a second aspect, and the processes that we put in place over those two things. So that gives us the result that we're there for. And again, it's investments in technology, investments in people, and rigorous process management and analysis. And so we've got a great team. They're working hard. They're sticking, you know, every day they can to every piece of media that we're running, figuring out ways to get the most out of it, delivering for our clients, but also our shareholders. And that, you know, 6%, 5% bump in margins has a big impact on what we're seeing down on the bottom line.
And bottom line is gross profits are up, you know, but just over $1.2 million. And your net loss keeps dropping because you guys are a growth company. So that's we expected, are. But that's dropping. And you got a really strong balance sheet, right? You can sustain this kind of activity as you get closer and closer to become bottom line profitable.
Yeah, and that's in H1 too, right? I mean, we've always run at a loss in H1, and you know, we were always on the other side coming through Q3, Q4, and that's just how we run our business. But as a CEO, I'm thrilled to see, you know, we're managing the increase in our expenses because we have to always increase on research and development, but we've done even better by increasing the gross profit and lowering that loss in Q2.
Yeah, and you run at a profit. That's something people should know, that the first half is, especially because you're aiming at the kids market, is much slower than the second half. What is like a 35-65 split, something like that?
It's even more. It's almost 70% in the second half, and the fourth quarter alone, I think, is 40%-ish. So it's they're big numbers in the second half, and actually the whole team is just gearing up. Everyone's kind of like shaking themselves off as we come into September, October, because it gets really busy and everybody's got to be super ready.
So is that why you're saying, I love this quote again? It's just, I love all the quote, everything coming out of this, because it's all fantastic. But Kiddos is perfectly positioned to achieve records for the remaining two quarters in the full year. Management believes that the record set in 2022 will fall. So and you guys have made calls before. You've been right.
We've been right so far. You know, there is uncertainty on the market, but we know that our performance is strong and our partners are working with us more than ever. And we are ready for that volume to come. And, you know, it's certainly our belief that we're going to push to some new records through the second half.
And your business is the kind of business that does have some visibility, right? Because you're not selling pizzas where you don't know how many people are going to walk through the door tomorrow. You've got some visibility because you work with brands, agencies, and they give you an idea of they start their booking. So you must feel pretty confident for what you're seeing.
Yeah, we know that there's a certain amount coming. There's always that delta that changes it from good to great. And that, over the last few years, has come. And so we're expecting that again. And, you know, that will put us into some nice territory for sure.
Well, this part, and this is the last, I saved this part for last because we have a visual with it, this must be playing a role in your confidence. So during the second quarter, the company saw an increase in the growth of Prado, which is the teens and adult segment of your business that's growing along with the kids side.
Yeah.
One of the most exciting milestones achieved during the quarter was the launch of a successful AAA game ad, which was in collaboration with McDonald's and Disney. So before we talk about, because that's a mouthful, right? Bottom line, it's a collaboration. It's an in-game it's an in-game collaboration with them.
Yeah.
You want to show us what it is? Because seeing is believing.
Of course, and I love it.
You already showed to me. I want to show everybody this.
You know, our team and technology is, we've got a lot of experts from the games industry, and we believe that the games industry is one of the most challenging technically and design-wise. And so we use those skills in collaborations with brands, and we're terming it AAA game ads from the game industry. And so we're not just building like a mini game that is for throwing away. We're building high quality advertisements that are games. And so this one, that share work we built, this is actually within the Kiddos brand. We built this this one's for kids and advertising the Elementals movie, but kids are collecting the milk and apples that they have as part of their Happy Meals. And these are the characters from the Elementals movie. And so I'll let it tick down here because this is an endless scroller, based obviously on the kind of the Pac-Man format.
Yeah, you keep extending play with every time you collect something. But what's great is Disney right at the top, McDonald's right at the top. You got both brands there. What kind of what kind of response is something? Because for everyone to understand at home, George is playing a game, and a mobile game, and then I see an ad, and then it's almost another game within a game. Maybe some people might think, ah, it's too distracting. What kind of response are you getting to
no, it? No, it's just really incredible, actually. And this had a leaderboard, and that's this campaign's ended, so that one's not populated. But we had tens of thousands of people posting scores there, and obviously a great campaign. But what's exciting is on the numbers. So advertising is bought per thousand impressions, and you know, you expect some engagement and some, you know, clicks. But on this thousand, what we were seeing is 35% of people that were interrupted started playing this game, and they were playing for more than a minute each. So, you know, of that 1,000 purchased impressions, and of course they bought millions, they were seeing 35% picking that game, playing it for over a minute, and then, you know, posting their high score, and I think 6 or 7% replay. So like really, really high engagement. And this is an area that we
actually, Jason, that's not high. That's astronomical, right? Because someone like me who does advertising on a CPM basis, if you get 1, 2, 3%,
right,
you're ecstatic. You're talking about 35% were they went into the game and then they stayed for a minute. Exactly. So for a minute, they're engaging with the brand, its products, the name right there, Disney, McDonald's. So that's off the charts numbers, right?
Yeah, no, really exciting. And, you know, it's an area that we're putting a lot of effort in. So, you know, we're staffing up our production team. We've got a number of really interesting conversations going on with brands, and we're making more examples because we're of the belief that big brands should be having their own game. And it shouldn't be an app store game or a console game, something that they need to maintain with a huge amount of team or money, but a smaller game that's produced to a really high level that then can be run within the mobile environments and target their customers and then make offers and just create that engagement and keep their brands top of mind. So,
and this is nimble because area. Disney used it for this movie.
Right.
And then they can use it for another movie.
They could, of course. And so, you know, that's the type of thing that we want people to really invest and love their game. They can be updated, but, you know, gamers and who are 220 million Americans are playing mobile games, then those people are going to start building brand affinity with the people that are them and brands that are entertaining them. And that's going to happen over a long period of time. And we're going to be one of the solution providers that's doing that best.
And a lot of investors may not know this because look, I'm over 50 and I'm not a mobile game player, but I just got back from Greece. And there are two things that I observed. One, we'd be walking through towns, you know, to go to the shops, but sometimes they're slow. It's the middle of the day. Right. And we see the shopkeepers. These are grown men and women, not little kids.
Right.
Playing mobile games.
Yeah.
And then yesterday when we landed and we walked to the airport, I won't name the airline, but my wife says, look at that airline employee there. I go, what? She's playing Candy Crush, you know, while we're all trying to figure out our destinations, all that. Right. So it's big business. And a lot of investors like us got to figure that out. It's not a niche thing.
No, it's not a niche thing. It's absolutely mass market, perhaps more mass market than any other medium at this point. And there are very interesting ways to reach your customers and engage them. And we're on the forefront of that. And we think there's a huge, huge potential going forward.
You said you're talking to a number of new opportunities with the leading brands. Obviously, you can't name any of them.
No.
But I'm assuming they're not Agoracom. They're, you know, of that level of names that we would recognize. When you give them the numbers, the performance numbers that you saw in this collaboration with McDonald's and Disney, What's their reaction to that, and how does that accelerate them saying we want in?
Exactly. You know, it's about getting to those right CMOs and brand managers to show them the potential of this, that what they can do, and that they can kind of own, you know, a part of the day of their target market, and in a fun and entertaining way. And that it doesn't have to break the bank to do it, that you can do it in innovative ways with a company like Kiddos Prado, and make, you know, your brand top of mind. And so that's the conversation that we're having, and definitely they're impressed.
Well, you're not talking the talk, Jason. You're not just talking the talk. You're walking right. The walk. Because at the end of the day, you're not just showing us an idea and you're hoping it catches. You're not talking about concepts and how you believe it may have an impact on the market. Record revenue continues in Q2 with $2.8 million plus in revenue. So congratulations, man. I mean, this is a great way. We're here at ours, middle of the summer. Most of us are taking it easy. Think about our last barbecues before school starts.
Right.
But this is a nice little, you know, this is a great little piece for all investors to absorb. And congratulations. I love what you guys are doing and can't wait to have you back.
Thank you very much. No, it's great to be here. Great to see you. And, you know, stay tuned for more.
For everybody at home, you've been watching or you've listened by podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, your favorite podcast platform, to Jason Williams. He's the CEO at Kiddos Inc. Trades in Canada. KIDZ is a symbol in the US, KDOZF. For those new to the story, because you saw this headline of record revenues, wondering who's a small cap company setting record revenues in a year when a lot of small cap companies are struggling, and you want to find out more, get over the company's profile page on Agoracom, because there's a lot going on. It's not just delivering pizzas here. It's a pretty sophisticated business, and we've got a good layman's overview for you to get familiar with the company, and then hop over to the company's website, do your deep dive due diligence. Just don't say 12, 18, 24 months from now that we didn't tell you so. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. See you next time.
Hey guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then, don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform, so you will never miss another one great Agoracom Small Cap Podcast.